What a sight in Switzerland early this morning. Top officials from FIFA, the governing body of world soccer, arrested and walked out of a five-star hotel. Documents taken from FIFA headquarters nearby.
All at the request of the U.S. Department of Justice, so we want to start there today. Seven arrested, seven others indicted on charges of bribery and corruption. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch made the announcement this morning at a press conference in Brooklyn.
These individuals, through these organizations, engaged in bribery to decide who would televise games, where the games would be held, and who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide, one of the most popular sports around the globe.
Reporter Kurt Nickisch from Here and Now contributor WBUR is in Switzerland. And Kurt, this seems pretty stunning to the average observer, but is it as surprising as it seems?
Well, it sure was for the seven football officials who were arrested here in Switzerland in an early morning raid. They had been gathering at a luxury hotel in Zurich for FIFA's presidential election later this week. In total, nine FIFA officials and five corporate executives have been charged. The case involves bribes worth more than $150 million going back until the early 1990s. And so the seven suspects here are being held pending extradition to the U.S. And meanwhile, the Swiss authorities are launching their own criminal probe, and they searched FIFA's headquarters in Zurich today.
Well, notably, not among those arrested, FIFA President Sepp Blatter. And as you said, he's up for re-election for a fifth term on Friday. So what happens there?
Well, it tarnishes his reputation for sure. I mean, this prosecution is renewing calls for the 79-year-old to step down. He may not have been charged after all, but he was in charge of the organization during this long period of these corruption allegations that go back almost 25 years.
And the election's going to go ahead, we understand. Look, there has long been talk of bribery and corruption, most recently behind FIFA's decision to award the 2018 and 2022 World Cups to Russia and Qatar. Qatar, in particular, so hot they had to change the schedule for when they'll hold the event there. Today's charges didn't specifically focus on that, but you mentioned the Swiss investigation. Will that be around the upcoming games?
That is about those two contested bids. Those bids had really alarmed observers from the very beginning because FIFA took the very unusual step of awarding two World Cups at the same time, which, you know, to outsiders just seems ripe for vote trading and collusion. And the other thing you have to know about FIFA is that it has a relatively small executive group making these decisions. So just getting one or two votes can have a huge impact. And it just seems too tempting. I do think that the Swiss involvement is significant. We're talking about the U.S. Charges today. But Switzerland is home to many world sports organizations. I'm in Lausanne right now, where about 50 are based, from, you know, the International Olympic Committee to the International Court of Sport Arbitration. And so with their regulatory authority over these organizations in their own country, I think the Swiss are also making an important statement for governance of these global sporting bodies in general. And, you know, we should note that Sepp Blatter, FIFA's chair, is Swiss.
Well, and why did today's charges fall under U.S. jurisdiction?
Well, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says for a couple of reasons. Some of the meetings, she says, with the alleged collusions were held in the U.S., but mainly it's the money. She's alleging that U.S. financial institutions were used to move this money around. And so that's where the feds step in. And this is, ironically, something the U.S. has often been criticized about around the world, you know, this long arm of the law, of financial law. But I think right now, people around the world are pretty grateful that the defenders of freedom have become the defenders of football.
Oddly enough, because it's not the biggest sport in the U.S. But do you have a sense? You're a huge fan. How is this rippling through the soccer world?
Oh, it's a bombshell. It's all over the news here. TV stations in Europe carried the FBI press conference live. It's like Deflategate times, you know, 10,000. The World Cup is amazing. I've covered it. I've been to it. It was one of the funnest times I've ever had in my life. And people around the world are so passionate about it. It's their favorite sport. And this is just immensely significant.
WBUR reporter Kurt Nickisch in Switzerland. Kurt, thank you.
You got it. Happy to do so.
Well, immensely significant, and there has been immediate reaction to the FIFA arrests. English sports broadcaster and former soccer player Gary Lineker tweeted, "There can't be a more corrupt, deplorable organization on earth than FIFA. The house of cards is falling. Time for a change." Then there was this from a correspondent for Haaretz. "The beautiful irony is that FIFA has been trying for decades to get the Yanks interested in soccer." Well, they got the FBI interested, at least. FIFA president Sepp Blatter is also getting a lot of attention. One tweet reads, "The fact that the news keeps having to point out that Blatter was not among those arrested speaks volumes, doesn't it?" And a writer for the Grantland tweeted this about Friday's FIFA elections. "Don't get crazy here. Sepp's still getting reelected." Well, again, elections are on Friday, and we'll follow that story.